Time to talk a little BYU offense. Jacob Conover, kind enough to join us, and we'll throw on his set head here. Jacob, how you doing, man?
Oh, you know, living the dream.
Living the dream, man. You're quarterback at BYU. That's the dream right there.
Oh, it's the best job in the world.
What was it like trying to decide where you wanted to go to school?
It came down to ASU and BYU, I'm not going to lie. And
we got you. You're good.
And when it came down to it, I realized, like, why am I even double thinking it? BYU's the spot. I mean, my dad grew up here. I was in his arms in graduation, so BYU's always been the dream.
Did dad put any pressure on you?
Oh, no. He left it all up to me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. You know, and when it's all said and done, to know that not only did I go to a school my dad went to, but I didn't have any pressure, it's my call, and life's pretty good. Talk about what it's been like over the last several months for you here at BYU, what spring was like, and setting up into the season.
You know, spring was awesome. I finally got to be in live competition, you know, running the first team offense. It was amazing. It was all I could ask for. And just to be here at this time, getting ready for this season, it's just been a miracle.
What's your relationship like with A-Rod?
A-Rod's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, in high school, I had a great relationship with my offensive coordinator, and it's the same thing. You know, there's got to be a great relationship between the offensive coordinator and QB coach with the quarterbacks, you know, because they have the relation. They understand how hard the offense is and what the offensive toll is, and so I have a pretty good relationship with them.
What is this offense? I mean, after what we saw Zach Wilson put together last year and obviously set the bar really high, but this is an offense, and I love A-Rod. I love his play calling. I love what he does. That I think you get a quarterback in, a lot of quarterbacks can be really, really super successful. What about your skill set leads you to believe that you can have that same level of success?
You know, I think Coach A-Rod has it's taken a couple years for this offense to get rolling, and last year was, you know, getting right up to the peak of the offense, and it showed that this system works, and if you buy into it, it lets everyone shine. And I think any one of these given quarterbacks, whoever starts this fall, is going to be able to thrive.
Yep. When did you get off the mission?
March last year.
Okay, so you've been back almost over a year then.
Yeah.
So what was it like to be able to sit back, though, and watch Zach do his thing, and what were you able to kind of learn and glean from him throughout that process?
Yeah, you know, coming up here, being here last fall with the team, and learning from him, I learned his love of the game and what it really means to be a football junkie.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, each and every one of us is a football junkie, or else we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
But he lived and loved it and laughed it. And it just every single day, you knew what you were going to get. It was Zach. And I just tried to implement that in my own way to just be the same guy every day, excited and just bring the love for the game.
Well, and I've talked to a lot of players throughout the years, and they say, I thought I was a football junkie. I thought I was a film junkie. I thought I was putting in the work. And then I realized I needed to take it another step and another step after that and another step. Is that just part of the maturation process of being a player at this level?
Yeah, I mean, you're always going to know someone's working that much harder than you.
Yeah.
And so that just, that internal drive just comes out that you're going to work that much harder.
What's the competition? I mean, look, you guys are teammates. I'm sure there's some friendship there too, but it's also a competition. For those of us that haven't gone through something like that at this level, what's that process like to be able to still support and be friends, but also fight and battle for playing time?
Yeah, you know, you have to have good relationships in the quarterback room, or else it's going to be very toxic. And I think each and every one of us has a great relationship with one another, but we all know as soon as you step over that line, it's a competition. And we're going to help each other, but, I mean, it's a competition. We're going to bring the best out of each other and just ball out.
You love those schedules, seeing those P5s on there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've been waiting. I've known this schedule for the past 6 years. On my mission, I was running through it in my head, just envisioning.
Wow. You know, and when you talk about BYU, you talk about your relationship here and your dad, but you also know that being a quarterback at BYU is different than a lot of other schools. Is that something that also appealed to you during the recruiting process?
The biggest thing that appealed to me was BYU has the tools to change my life on the field and off the field.
All right.
And I know that it brings a lot. As a quarterback here, you've got some of the craziest fans in the world, and you get a lot of praise. You also get a lot of hate. That's normal for any position, but it's definitely special to be here at BYU quarterback.
What's your when people say talk about your skill set as a quarterback, what do you feel like you excel at, and what are some areas you want to improve on?
I really take pride of my accuracy, and kind of the title is a smooth operator, cool, calm, and collective under pressure. Something I want to work on, just getting better each and every day, adding to my toolbox as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Trying to take little pieces here and there and just becoming more a complete player.
You throw for 10,000 yards in high school. When did you, what year? Were you a freshman, sophomore? When did you finally get a start as a was it Chandler?
Yeah.
When did you take over the reins in high school?
Sophomore.
Sophomore year. 10,000 yards, over 100 touchdowns. How much fun was that for you?
I mean, that was probably the greatest high school experience I could ever have. And it's they're still carrying that legacy on. Chandler's one of the most elite programs in high school history. And it, to be there with those guys and Gunner and Cash and all these other guys who are here now, it was something special.
You also ran track in high school, right? So what did you run?
I ran the 100, 200, and the 4x1.
No kidding. So do you take some of that, I mean, I got to imagine you take some of that athleticism. When A-Rod lets you get out of the pocket a little bit, I imagine you're probably taking advantage of that.
I mean, hey, I got some sneaky speed. I don't think people realize I got some speed.
I don't think there's much sneaky. You're running that in high school. That's flat-out speed right there. Well, hey, man, we appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by. This is a fun conversation. Looking forward to seeing what you do on the field this year and upcoming years here at BYU. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it.
You got it. Jake McConover right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.